CJMQ, and we're talking with Krista Earle today, a Canadian country artist. And you're based where, Krista?
Oakville, Ontario.
Yeah. Okay, good. Have you always lived there?
I was born in Toronto, but I grew up in Oakville.
Okay. And are you, do you come from a musical family? Or
yes, I come from, that's probably where my inspiration to do what I do came from. My family is very musical. Growing up, my sister was into all the instruments, and I was always the vocalist, so she'd be playing the drums and the piano and everything, and we put on shows for the family, and then did some shows in the community at church and stuff like that, so so there's always lots of music playing around in this house.
That's great. So you grew up definitely being interested in music then, and
yes.
Was it always country music, or was that something that evolved?
I've always had a passion for all kinds of music. Growing up, I loved country. Country's probably number one for me, but I also loved R&B and oldies and all that stuff, probably from my mom. She was a big oldies fan, Elvis and all that stuff, so, yeah.
Okay, do you think that comes through a little bit in your style of music, too?
I think a little bit. I think in my style, a lot of my R&B comes through, because I sung R&B for so long, and yeah.
Good. Did you take any special lessons or anything like that, or just kind of self-taught?
I had a vocal coach and started having a vocal teacher when I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been taking lessons ever since then, and I'm currently I have an amazing vocal coach, Elaine Overholt, right now in Toronto. So so it's really exciting.
It is very exciting. Now, Bad Hair Day. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm really excited because this is my first release to radio, Bad Hair Day. And this song is really fun, and I wanted to write a song that for the girls, pretty much. This is probably where my Shania Twain inspiration came from. But, it's a really fun song, and it's about kind of not to worry. All these things are going wrong in your day, but don't worry. It's just a bad hair day, and it's something all the ladies can relate to, I'm sure. And maybe some of the men, too. You never know.
It's a lot of fun, and when I hear that, you know, it makes all the little things seem, you know, less important. So it's a fun song.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm really happy. Thanks again for playing it.
Oh, we really enjoy it here. Are you getting a lot of play in your area, too?
Yes, I've been doing pretty well, and I've been getting a lot of amazing support and feedback from fans, and I'm so lucky to have my family, too, because they do so much for me. Especially my parents and my sister too, and it's really great to be able to hear all the nice things everyone has to say. They send me messages through my website and Facebook and Twitter, so yeah, all the great feedback really just keeps me pushing towards where I want to be and what I want to do.
That's great. So you wrote the song yourself then?
It was co-written with my producer, yes.
Okay, so any other songs, maybe an album on the way or something like that?
Yes, we're currently working on finishing up an album. We have a few more songs under our belt, and I'm in the studio all the time continuing to write. And I'm hopefully going to have an album finished this fall.
Wow, that should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Good. Are you recording around your area, or do you go to, have you been to Nashville or anything? Or?
No, I haven't been to Nashville yet. I've just been recording actually in Burlington at mm-hmm. Heritage Studios with my producer there, Steve Ashley, and it's a great studio, and lots of great artists and musicians come through there. So, it's all really exciting.
Good. Now, is this something that you plan to make your full-time career?
Yes. Well, it's kind of my dream. It's something I couldn't see myself doing anything else, so I'm going to do my best to see how far I can take it, and
Oh, you seem to have a lot of determination and doing a lot of hard work, so definitely I'm sure you're going to do wonders.
Yeah, I'm very determined.
Good, that's great. Now, you have a Facebook, you're on Facebook and you're on Twitter too, I guess?
Yes, I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and
you can also
visit my website,
mm-hmm.
www.KristaEarle, KristaEarle.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow me through my blog, and from there you can reach my Twitter and my Facebook. So, and I have a few more songs posted on there, my other songs too, so if they want to have a listen, that'd be great.
Good. Now, if they want to buy Bad Hair Day, can they go
to iTunes? It's on iTunes.
Yeah. iTunes, okay,
yep,
good.
Yep, on iTunes.
Okay, that's a great place to find music. And,
yeah, for sure.
Good. So any plans for the summer or into the fall or festivals or fairs?
Well, right now, just mostly just working on the album. I'm hoping to do some shows and do a bit of traveling and some festivals and events and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
with a few of my songs and just, yeah, just getting myself out there and getting people to hear my stuff. So
yeah, that's great. Really important. Do you get nervous on stage? Are you used to it by now?
No, I'm kind of used to it. I mean, performing for so long, like when I was 7, I did tons and tons of recitals, and I did a bit of piano, too, piano lessons with
mm-hmm.
singing. So, yeah, I'm pretty used to the crowd. I've done a lot of shows in the local area, Oakville and Burlington, stuff like that, and I've worked for a children's entertainment company. So, yeah, performing is kind of, right now it's coming pretty natural for me. So.
Oh, that's good. That's really important, too, when you feel comfortable
on
stage.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. I find it really exciting, so, yeah.
It must be to especially get, you know, all the feedback from the fans in different places
sure.
like that, too.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you have a name picked out for the album yet, or?
Not completely yet. We're still actually thinking about it, so I'm sure we'll have something figured out soon, but I'm pretty excited to decide how everything's going to come together.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, the process of getting there. Yeah,
it's definitely a process.
Good. So, Krista Earle, Bad Hair Day. Now, anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Krista?
No, I think if everyone just wants to listen to some of our songs, like I said before, just visit my website and Facebook and Twitter and just follow me, and that'd be great. And I'll be posting some, like, my everything I'm doing, all the, like, events coming up and stuff like that on my website, so if you want to follow me, the best place to do it's there.
That sounds great. Any videos maybe in the future too?
Oh yeah, we're currently working on the video for Bad Hair Day.
Wow.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We just started shooting last Friday, so we still have a few more days to go, but it's
mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for everyone to see it.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be definitely looking that up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Krista, and all the best to you.
Yeah, thank you so much
for
having me.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.